Okay, just let's just review for a second. What does Tosfos tell us in the Klum Tosfos? Okay, Klum Yeshibim El Makom She'ein Ben. What's his main point?
Son equal to brother in Yibum, but not in general. Daughter equal to son. Daughter should be equal to brother.
No. Can you speak in English, like sentences?
Yeah, that's
the point I want to focus on. I want to focus on one point. The point I want to focus on is the end of Tosfos, where Tosfos says, Elavadai mehai taima de klum yeshibum elo makum shein bas dehi adifa me'ach, right? So that a daughter, right, and subsequently a son, would be adif to a brother. Why? Right? Because habas mekima shem, right? Ve'ach eno mekim shem elo tsarech liyabim. Very cryptic Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? He says, what makes the daughter superior to a brother? Because the daughter, and obviously the son goes along with that, are making the shame of the father. Okay? But when it comes to the ach, he's tsarech liyabim. He must do yibum. So why is it, it's one simple question. This is the key to Tosfos, in my opinion. There's why is it that, what does he mean by saying that, why does that create a primacy? Why does it create a superiority of the bas coming for the ach? Because the bas is making shame aviv, but the brother tsarech liyabim. What's Tosfos trying to say there? That's the key to understanding Tosfos. Tosfos is describing a mechanism here. He's describing at the end here a specific mechanism and how and what is it about the fact that the daughter's role or the kid's role that makes them different than the ach. It's not just the fact that the ach comes about if there are no kids. It's something more than that. Like David's on the right track, I think. Yeah, Yosef. Question. Let's just think intuitively here. Okay, just intuitively. So we know, obviously, right, the natural idea of furthering a family name is going to go through the kids. That's not a chiddush, right? That's the natural expression of keeping the family line alive, right? I don't think there's any chiddush there, right? Okay. But what's the problem? Why would I never think the brother can accomplish such an objective naturally? Because what's going to be lacking? What Yosef said, what's going to be lacking if the brother gets involved? Before we get to chiyuv. What would be lacking if the brother? What can't the brother do? What's the best case scenario if the brother marries the wife? No, he didn't produce a dead guy's kids, right? He can't. So what's he doing? At best, they're what? Half, right? At best, he gets half. It means that the best he can carry on half of the family name because it's from the mom. That's the best an ach can do, right? But an ach would never naturally be able to accomplish the same objective as the kids of the father. So what Tosfos is saying is that what does he mean tsarech liyavim? What Tosfos is saying is that the halachic system creates an artificial shame av, which is called yibum. That's artificial. It's not real. See, when the brother marries the woman, halachically the brother is accomplishing the objective of continuing the dead guy's name. But that's not true in reality, so to speak. In reality, that's not a Ginsburg anymore. It's someone else. It's half. It's half. But that's not a natural extension of lineage. All you ever have in the child is mom, so to speak. The mom's genes will pass through the child. But the point is, extension of the shame. That's not a natural one. That's a classic example. That's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying that. Not everyone agrees with this. The Rambam, by the way, if we had more time to go into this, the Rambam disagrees with this. The Rambam says no. He looks at Yibum being natural. But I don't think Tosfos says that. Tosfos is saying that the fact that there's a chi of Yibum shows you that, naturally speaking, once the father dies without kids, or once Shua dies without kids, so that's it. There is no mechanism in place to continue the line anymore. Because, let's say I bring a brother into the picture. What's the best that can happen out of a brother?
One child through brother.
Right, so it's a proxy. That's not a natural extension of the father. A proxy can never accomplish the same thing as bas ben. Bas ben is the natural result of the union. It's the natural furtherance of the line, right? But so Tosfos is saying that the Torah comes along and has to create an artificial system. Because at best, what's a brother doing? All right, take it away. Yachol yehei kodem leben. Yeah, Pirush Rivam. Just start from where it says Umaksha Habraisa Yachol He Av Kodem Leben, right?
Pirush Rivam, Omar the Yachol Shehe Ha Av Kodem Leben.
Right. So that doesn't mean that the Av would come first. It just means maybe the Av comes before the Ben versus coming for the Ach. Again, he's learning either the left one or the right one up on the board. Either the Av comes before Ben or comes before Ach. All right, keep going. Sheach. Oh, sorry, sorry.
Shall I read the beer?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shall he kodem la'achav shall mate? Shall I mate? Shall ha'ach he kodem le'avid? The halaya dezu kavanas ha'gamar v'kushia. Shehe ha'av kodem rach o levain ha'mes le'yorsho o la'achav shall ha'mes.
Right, he has a raya. Why? Can the mace say a gemara basachi? The gemara is going to conclude later on what? Dana. The Resha says a mace. Right. So when the gemara has a question of to include the ach or the ben to be morish the mace, the adaraba. Marba ani.
Fine.
So basically, he goes to this whole raya here, back and forth. What do you call it? Of why you would have to say that the father could never come first. Okay. But the key point is that what's his main point? That no, that the father would never come first. Okay. Now skip ahead to where it says Omer Matosos in the second paragraph. Rivam klal. Rivam's shot makes no sense. The kavan. This is key. So he's saying, if you're going to tell me, it makes no sense to say what the Rivam's saying. Of meaning, it makes no sense to limit the possibility that I've come first. Why? Because you never need the drasha of hakar of karo kodem. Remember, it says she'ero. She'ero means av. And then what's the next part of the drash?
Hakaro.
Hakaro, right? Hakaro means kar of karo kodem, meaning it goes by the closest relative. Okay? Lomar she'ben kodem av. Right? That's it, right? Hamisvara. But I can work it out, mipi svara, that the av, right, would always come before the ach, more so than he come before the ben. Can the mesik but gemara? The gemara concludes that way. Devadai sheben yosek kar the mesik ma'ach. Right, because the gemara takes that as almost axiomatic that the ben is closer than the ach. The chol, you go on. Koreves ha'ach. Yibum. Uklum yesh yibum, makam shein ben. Right, so the gemara's own conclusion demonstrates to us that there's no reason why what it called the Av could not come first. Okay? So that leads to Tosa's answer. Skip the last paragraph. Nero Lafarish. So he can even come first in the Havamina. Maybe you could argue the father comes first. Okay? The Kol Shekein L'Ach, and even more so L'Ach. This is key. She'ero L'Hakdim. When the Torah says she'ero, right, meaning the leftover, right, the remainder, that means to makdim the av. Okay, keep going. The chol kasuv v'parsha. So when it says she'ero, that should teach you, this is very strange, when it says she'ero, it should teach you that the father should come first, right? He should come for everybody. Now the word karov comes in to teach you, that car of kodim, hayna bein. So if I just had she'eru alone, what would I think? I would think that the av is mocked him even to the beginning, that the father should come first. Hakarov comes to teach you that no, he doesn't come first, rather the son comes first. Okay? Keep going. Valze amra b'raisa, hayna bein, valze parach ha'gemara, etc., etc. Okay, so we have a machlokas here. Very nice little machlokas. Okay? Let's understand our variables. It says she'eru, and it says hakarov. Those are the two words we have to deal with. And there are two possible outcomes. Either, theoretically, the of can only come before the ben or ach, but can never come first. Or do we say that even the av could come first? That theoretical possibility is on the table. So I ask you, what's the machlokas here? What is the machlokas between the Rivam and Tosfos? Fascinating machlokas. Shua's one word question of how is exactly the question you have to ask here. According to Tosfos, why would you ever say she'ero teaches you as a havmina to bump the father all the way up to first? Why would you think that?
I mean,
All I can intuit from She'ero is that he comes before Achi Aviv. That I know, because there's no way the father can come after Achi Aviv. I get that. Why would you think? Because it says She'ero, I can boot the father all the way up to the front of the line. Where do you get that from? Good. So this is our opportunity right now in this Tosfos to understand the drasha. That's exactly what Tosfos is going to make us understand. This Tosfos is your opportunity to understand the drasha of She'ero and Akarov. All I've done so far in the previous mention of it is to demonstrate one simple thing, that we know Av can't be last, right? In our surface way of understanding it, Av can't be last. He must come before Achi Aviv for sure. And what does it do to the order? It messes up the order. There's no order. Okay. It's so simple. The Rivam is the most simple approach. The Rivam's saying the word She'ero means remainder. But you can't come first if you're a remainder. You're a remainder of something, right? So something must come before you. By definition, something must come before you. There's no way the Av could ever be first if the word She'ero means remainder. How could you be the remainder of something and be first? It's saying after X, this. But one second. Now, but we also know, though, we know he has to naturally come before Achi Aviv. He has to, right? You can be a remainder as long as you're number two. As long as you're number two, you can be a remainder. So you can be number one. How could you be a number one and be a remainder? That's just a question of where in the order of remainder you're going to be. Okay? You're right. No, by the way, no. I'm saying no. Asher's right. If we were Karaites, we would say She'ero means remainder, right? And that would mean that anyone not on that list, right, would come next. But that's why the Gemara is telling you, when you learn Av, and we know logically that Av must come before Achi Aviv, it's impossible that the Av will come after that. That makes no sense. So now the question is, we can figure out some sort of primacy of the Av. And that's what the Gemara struggles with. But the Av can never be first, because that would violate the idea of what the word She'ero means. One second, the Rivam is learning the natural way to read the Drasha in the Torah, in the Gemara. When the Torah says She'ero means remainder. You can't be first and be the remainder. Remainder teaches you one thing, it can't be first. Now the question is, where would that go? That's a good question. But we know it can't be first, though.
But why second?
I don't know. That's the Gemara struggle, right? That's Kara Karvosi. That's what Gemara struggles with. Where does the Av go? Great question. But we know one thing for sure, it can't be first.
So we say not first, we say then he must.
Thank you. You've just proved my point. Because Tosfos doesn't learn that way. Yeah. This seems to be a very intuitive way to learn. Tosfos says, no, father could come first. I mean, the challenge we're going to have to face now is that how does Tosfos learn the drush to mean that? Before you get that, though, but now what does Rivam do with Karav, with the word Karav? Now Karav comes to teach you that it's true that the father just can't be first, right? And Karav Yosef will now come to take that Ben Bas whatever business and give us some sort of tsura, some sort of construct. But the point is that She'ero itself, the word means remainder. So why would you ever think the father could come first? It's a denial of the very term of what remainder means. He's defined as the remaining heir. If he's defined as the remaining heir, how could he ever come first? That'd be denial of his very, that would be undermining the very shame that he's given. The Av is the chief, let's say, remaining heir, but he's still a remaining heir. So how could he ever come first? So Tosfos doesn't like this, which is shocking, because this seems to be a very simple way of learning the drush. So how does Tosfos learn She'ero? Right, so there is a possibility. You could go as far as to say that She'ero HaKarov, teaching you that She'ero means father, is teaching you a categorical idea that the father becomes the first of the surviving relatives. And therefore, once the father's used up, then anyone else surviving after that, right, would get, Yerusha. But the only weird thing about, I get that. It's definitely a reasonable possibility. We don't know. One second. But if you say that, but then you're acknowledging that what's really weird is that She'ero's last, right, listed in the Torah, and yet it can still come out first.
No matter what, we're going to have an issue.
The difference is that in Shua's way of learning in the Havamina, in She'ero HaKarov, he's saying that when you read the Torah, read it necessarily that the father comes first. Now, I'm not sure. See, Tosos, I wasn't sure if Tosos was saying that. Tosos, I think, was saying that you can learn it as a possibility the father can come first. But the way you're learning is that it necessitates the father coming first in the Havamina. You could say that. Because if you just learn She'ero's surviving relatives, if you get rid of remainder, but just say survivors, right? She'ero, those who survived. So the father fits into that category, right? He's an example of, the father's an example of a surviving relative, right? And, oh, look, there's other examples of surviving relatives. You know where they are? Ben Bas Achi Aviv. Those are also surviving relatives. So there's nothing limiting the father from being first. But I hear what you're saying. But you're saying as a Shera Karov teaches you that no, that really he should be first. You could say that.
Why can't we just